arising item two, I've got several which I will comment. Again, I may make some comments on that in the minutes as well. Paragraph 2.6 of the previous minutes, water quality in the Victoria Harbour. We, as the Commission, see that as a major part of our remit. We have been asking EPD for reports and for regular updates, particularly in the context of the typhoon shelters, where the water quality leaves a lot to be desired. That's an ongoing mission, if you like, an ongoing item as far as the Commission is concerned. And very early in the piece, we then get to EPD back for an update and a report on what progress has been made in terms of water quality in the harbour. So that's the response, I think, to item 2.6, work in progress, and something that we will keep focused on. Paragraph 4.4, land facilities near the cruise terminal in Kaitak. TC has advised that there is a newly constructed land facility at the former runway within a short travel distance from the northern end of the cruise terminal. This is in response to a general concern we have about land facilities around the waterfront. What I suggest we do is we pass this particular response to the task force, which is dealing with land-water interface, and also pass the Kaitak task force to review the response we've received and see whether they think it's adequate. I don't think it's an asset item at the meeting with the Commission level. But in terms of the general need for facilities, I think it's another item that the Commission needs to pursue vigorously. Then paragraphs 717, 727, 728, and 729. This is in regards to the redevelopment of our, what is proposed, the new station that's proposed as the exhibition station close to the convention existing convention centre. We had one presentation which basically illustrated what was going to happen below ground, if like, in terms of what MTR was going to do in terms of its new station provision. But we also had a subsequent presentation in terms of what's going to happen topside above the station. And I think we're now familiar, at least, with the proposals. And you've seen the task force report. We made a number of comments about what was going to happen in terms of the outside development, in terms of connectivity and traffic generation. But I'll pick that up in my report, if I may, on the task force report. And then paragraph 9.5, Paul is becoming chaplain for the Marine Department to send people to have enough resources. That comment has been passed on. And THB has advised that it's going to take the matter up and take it into account in planning resources for the Marine Department in the future. So, Paul, you might want to follow that up personally. So, those are the items I got under matters arising. Members, are there any items you want to raise under matters arising? Paul?
Yeah, just on the the water quality, the Shaanxi sewage treatment plant is doing consultations right now. For the Shaanxi sewage treatment plant, water quality, that is the effluent discharge, which comes up in a cardiac villa. The standard is going to drive the investment. And so if we want to change the water quality that comes into Kaitak villa, then we'll have to get that advice to them sooner. And as soon as possible, because they are now planning what they're going to build in the cabins in Sha Tin. So I think it's reasonable to get on with that soon rather than later.
Is that when the consultation ends?
I'm not sure exactly the schedule, but I was there and I asked them about it, and they said as long as soon as EPD tells them that the water quality has to be of a higher standard and it's going to be discharged into the Kaitanilla, then they can deliver and invest more money into cleaning up the water there before it's being discharged. But it is all depending on that water quality objective that we're going to set for Kaitak. So if we want swimming or we want canoeing in Kaitak, then we just have to set the water quality that is required to allow that, and then the investment can be made.
Okay. That's also the hobby you need to follow up.
Yeah, that is reasonably that is kind of urgent. I had on the other issues, I have raised the issue before that the Causeway Bay typhoon shelter is in a very bad state of water quality and is stuck behind some of the reclamation works. And for very little money, we can flush fresh seawater from the middle of the harbour into the corner of the in the west south corner of the town in the shelter, that flush fresh water in it and flush out the garbage. And it's really that smell, it needs to go over next to the police officers who are. It's a very simple thing to do. Can we just get something like that done quickly? Just lay a pipe up on the water, fresh water in there, and then within a month or two we can have that corner with clean water instead of the smelly stuff that it is today. Nothing has moved, there's no flushing because of the reclamation that is in the harbour that goes on. I have raised two more issues last time. One is the budget resources. And I remember, Paul, that you said, well, I take the note, we need more resources in the harbour unit. The focus is going to be very much on harbour authority. We need to do a lot of work for it. But we still have a lot of regular work too. So I guess, again, I know that the issue of resources within government, that this is the right time, October, to get some money into place by next year, April. I hope again that we can get more resources for the harbour unit to get things done so we can do work around the waterfront. To determine the last point on the resources for transport out of the river over the marine department, again, I have to reiterate, several people died in Lama, and the marine department has been given a lot of trouble for not having sufficient resources and have not done a good job. We have taken away a very valuable piece of water from the Yamate Typhoon Shelter and turned it into a dock park. Instead of giving it to the marine department so they can have a proper facility to survey vessels. The surveying of vessels now takes place slightly further to the west in the Yamate Typhoon Shelter alongside a promenade. There is no way anybody can park a van close to a boat with the engineers and the tools and equipment. They have to walk over the promenade. The Trevets are parked illegally in the roundabout. We've taken a site that could be adequately used on one side of the road, on the other side, and the boats can be surveyed and downloaded from shelter. We have to go to the district council and tell them, this is the marine department, this is to make sure boats are properly safe, this is what saves people from dying in accidents. We've got to get this site to the marine department so they can use it. They're too shy to ask for it. But I ask you to go to the survey section of the Yamate Typhoon Shelter, look at the actual operation. The problem with the Marine Department, they've never stood up for getting the sufficient and adequate resources of facilities and people to do the job properly. And I call for it again and again, and I will make this point, let's go too. The shame is on government for not helping the Marine Department. And I think we've got to give them the right facilities in the right locations, and we're going to give them adequate tools. It's hard enough for them to hire people, because people don't know anymore what the order is all about. Let's give them sort of a dock park to give them to the marine department so they can properly survey vessels. And we can, the operators can park their ace vans right outside with the tools and equipment and they can go on board. Thank you.
Any other comments? Marine department, what a comment. Sounds like a lot of support.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with his presence at the Yamate Town Center. As far as I know, we do have inspection sites to the law for the town shelter. This has been operated for some time, for years. I need to go back to ask my staff if there's a need to have another site or have a better site to do the inspection.
Thank you. Come back to us if you will.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Matters arising? Thank you. All right.